Thank you, Chair. And thank you for the panelists for very interesting views on the topic. As we have heard, a serious challenge in the ECE region and also in Finland is the gender pay gap. The average pay gap between women and men in Finland is around 15.4% across the labor market. The gap has been narrowing slowly, and further action is still needed. Since 2006, the Finnish government, together with the central labor market organizations, has been implementing equal pay programs to reduce the gender pay gap. The measures under the program focus on pay systems and pay awareness, equality planning at workplaces, the dismantling of the gender-based division of labor, and the reconciliation of work and family life. Another thing that I'd like to mention is our family leave reform, which entered into force in 2022. The objective of the reform was to divide family leave and care responsibilities equally between both parents in the family, to strengthen non-discrimination and equality in working life, and to reduce pay differences between women and men. Also, different types of families were taken into account in the reform. For the final stage of pregnancy, there's a pregnancy allowance period of 40 daily allowance days, and there's each parent in the family gets a quota of 160 parental allowance days. Single parents have the right to use the quotas of both parents. All parents who have custody of their child have an equal right to daily allowance, regardless of whether they are biological or adoptive, custodial or non-custodial, and regardless of the gender of the parent. The reform has been successful, and it has significantly increased the amount of parental leaves taken by fathers. However, mothers still take the majority of the leave, but I think that we are on the right track. And after listening to the discussion, I must bring up the need for quality and affordable daycare. It is crucial if we want women to be active members in the labor market.